1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 says, "The church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." After COVID, some Christians think it is not necessary to go to church as they are hearing sermons online. That is a very wrong position, and it's very, very serious. The Bible says that the church is Christ's body. Christ is the head and the church is the body. That is very clearly stated in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and also in verse 24. So you can just remember these two verses, Colossians 1, 18 and Colossians 1, 24. Stated categorically there that the church is Christ's body. It's also stated in 1 Corinthians 12:27, Ephesians 1:22-23, and Ephesians 4:11-12. If you think you can have Christ but not his church, do you know what you've done? You have decapitated Christ. Christ is the head. The church is the body. It is very serious to say, "I'm all for Christ, but I have no time for the church." Therefore, I want to answer briefly three simple questions. First, why go to church when there are better sermons on the internet? Answer, because church is not about hearing sermons only. Church is about meeting with God. Exodus 19:17, 2 Chronicles 1:3. You meet with God in God's house when you go to church. The internet is a great place for hearing good sermons, but I ask you, what about worshipping God? It's not worshipping God simply to hear sermons on the internet. By definition, worship is public. Worship is a public gathering. Yes, it can be done in private, but worship is essentially public. And Jesus brought down the number to 2 or 3 Christians gathered together. We are commanded in the Bible to meet together to worship, and we sin when we refuse to do so. It's a very serious thing not to worship for a Christian. Hebrews 10:25. We sin when we refuse to gather together with other Christians to worship God. God made man so that we would glorify him on earth. And God is more glorified in public worship than in private worship. Second question. Why go to church when you get far more from private reading of the Bible and fellowship with other Christians? When I get a lot from my private reading and fellowship with other Christians, why go to church? Answer, because church is far more than that. Now, reading the Bible privately and good books privately, having fellowship with other Christians is vitally important. Carry on doing it. In fact, there's not much Christianity in a person that does not have private reading and private fellowship with other Christians. But public worship is far more than that. Here's a list of what one gets in church that you do not get anywhere else on earth. Number one, God's presence. Yes, God can deal and speak to somebody privately, but you always, without fail, have God's presence when you gather with other Christians in God's house to worship him. And listen, you have God's presence whether you feel it or not. We often think God wasn't there, never felt a thing. God's presence is not always felt. And let me tell you this, sometimes it can feel awful. But God is always present when his people are gathered together for worship. Second thing you're guaranteed in public worship is spiritual benefit. Now, do remember that the spiritual blessing in worship, whether it's just a normal Sunday service or whether it's a communion service, the blessing is not confined to the time you're in church. The blessing might be afterwards. I can't tell you how many things I heard years ago and did not find it helpful at the time. I thought that's a pretty redundant statement, but years later in my Christian life, I found that so valuable, so helpful. There is a spiritual blessing you'll get in church, worshipping God together with other Christians, a level you'll not get in private. And remember this about public worship. In church, you influence others for good. Just seeing someone else in church encourages people. Just seeing them there. You don't even need to speak to them, but there's benefit. We're very selfish, you know. We Christians are sadly very selfish, and if we don't instantly feel a blessing, there's no blessing. Listen, other people can get a blessing, even by just seeing you in God's house. But probably the most important thing I want to say under this heading is, in church, attending public worship regularly is the best antidote for backsliding. Have you noticed? You don't often get so many backsliders from regular church attenders. It's more the irregular church attender that backslides. I don't know how it works, but every time we go to church, it some way or another builds up a subconscious layer of spirituality upon us. That happens in public worship, in God's house, along with God's people, in a way it does not happen in private worship. So God is more glorified in public worship than in private worship. Third question, why should I go to church when my experience is I get little from church? Answer, the blessing from public church worship is not always felt at the time. And I need to say this as well. Worship is not about getting something. Worship is actually about giving something to God, giving honour, giving glory, giving praise to God. Worship is not actually about us, it's about God. Lots of people say, oh, I got nothing from that. Hey, what did you give? Worship is about honouring God. The word worship is derived from the two English words worth and ship. Worship, our worship of God, tells us what we think God is worth. What is God worth? God is so supreme. God is the first cause of everything. God is the only one that is independent. We talk about independence today. We don't really know what we're talking about. Only God is truly independent. Everything that exists is dependent upon God, but God himself is dependent upon nothing. The blessing of worship is not always felt or experienced at the time. It could be your attitude. It could be, if you don't get anything at all, your lack of prayer, your lack of preparation for worship. How long do you take preparing to worship God? The cause that you have not experienced, felt at the time blessing, it could be somebody in the congregation grieving the spirit. Do you remember the case of Achan? He affected the whole congregation. His sin affected the whole congregation. It is interesting to note that most people are converted to Christianity over a long time. It's quite interesting that very, very few people are converted to Christ the first time they hear the gospel. I'm sure I read a statistic a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, that the average is 7 years after you hear the gospel for the first time. It's something that gradually builds up, a thin layer on top of another layer. I always remember Martin Lloyd-Jones saying that he noticed in all his, how many years was he preaching? He noticed that irregular church attendees had far more problems in their lives than regular church attenders. That's just an observation. They have seemed to have far more problems. Make it a habit that you're going consistently, persistently to God's house to worship him. May God bless these few words.